You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bowel cancer is one of the leading causes of death in Aotearoa, New Zealand, with over 1,200 people dying from the disease each year, making it second only to lung cancer. Free government screening is one of our key policies aimed at combating the disease. Earlier this year, the National Party's Minister for Health, Simeon Brown, announced changes to free bowel cancer screening eligibility. These included lowering the age of eligibility by just 2 years, from 60 to 58 years old, while scrapping a pilot scheme that gave Pacifica and Māori earlier access from 50. These changes have sparked criticism about the inadequacy of the policy. I spoke to Associate Professor of Oncology George Laking about his views on these changes and whether we are doing enough to tackle bowel cancer. To begin with, I want to give our listeners some background. So before these current reforms, what has been the state of bowel cancer screening?
So we've had a screening program with an age of entry to it, and that's been a great advance because it increases the detection rate of early bowel cancer that's still curable. So the screening program's a very desirable thing. And then we'd also had a move for an earlier age of entry to screening for Māori and Pacific people, and that was based on evening up the performance of the bowel screening program so it would work better or offer the same performance across all ethnicities.
Right, so Māori and Pacifica people were dying at greater numbers at a younger age. Is that correct?
Yeah. Within Māori and Pacific populations, there was a general earlier age of onset of bowel cancer. The effect of restricting everyone to the same age of entry was that all demographics would achieve an increase in life expectancy, which is a really good thing. However, non-Māori, non-Pacific demographics would achieve extra increase in life expectancy. So, you know, we've got a 7-year gap in life expectancy for Māori compared to non-Māori. And if you have the same age of entry to a bowel screening program, that life expectancy gap actually gets wider. Everyone lives for longer, but non-Māori, non-Pacific live for even longer.
Right. Wow. Does that mean that non-Māori and non-Pacifica people were getting more affected by bowel cancer?
It doesn't necessarily mean that. So far as we can see, the rates of bowel cancer amongst Māori and Pacific people in absolute terms have historically been a little lower than the rates amongst European. Within Māori-Pacific populations, bowel cancer tends to happen at a younger age. The overall rate of bowel cancer has been a bit lower. It is increasing over time, and it's been approaching European rates of bowel cancer.
Right. So let's jump into these changes. What are these reforms that have been proposed, and how do you feel about them?
So what's happened is the age of entry to bowel cancer screening for the whole population has been lowered by a couple of years, and they abolished that even younger age of entry for Māori and Pacific people. So they made it the same age of entry for all populations. So on the one hand, it's good that there's a lower age of entry to bowel cancer screening. But on the other hand, you know, as I was saying just before, it's less good. But paradoxically, the effect of this is to increase the gap in life expectancy between the populations. The other thing to bear in mind is, ideally, there wouldn't be this restriction at all. As an advanced, wealthy society, we're entirely capable of setting up a bowel screening program that doesn't put a restriction on based on age of entry, but can be based on just clinical decision-making. There is a real issue with the capacity to do bowel screening, especially colonoscopy. We don't have enough of a workforce to be able to screen, for argument's sake, every single person in the country. We just don't have the colonoscopy workforce for that, and it will take a few years to train up the colonoscopy workforce. But I do believe there's no reason in principle why we couldn't do this. We have a big colonoscopy workforce and have pretty much unrestricted entry to bowel cancer screening. You know, in Australia, it starts at age 45, so a whole lot younger than in this country.
What's the age from these current reforms?
58, as I recall.
Right. We've seen reports of a growing number of cases amongst new demographics of people, younger women. What do you make of this? Is it panning out in the literature, or is this just things we're hearing about?
No, this is also in the literature, and this is a serious concern, and no one understands exactly why there appears to be growth in incidence of colon cancer at younger ages than there was in the past. And of course, a lot of these stories are very distressing because it typically don't expect to see cancer in a younger person, so sometimes it hasn't been picked up until it's been too late to cure. So this is the thing, it's not well explained, and we need to get ahead of it. And again, that's another reason for a lot of the age of entry to bowel cancer screening. What might be the reasons for colon cancer happening at younger ages? Keep coming back to something to do with our environment, the food that we eat. There's kind of concern in the background about things like microplastics, which we know every human being carries, but we don't understand the full health significance of that so far.
How would one of our listeners know when to get screened? What would be the process for that to happen currently?
So the thing about screening is the way the screening program is set up, that's for people who don't have symptoms, so they wouldn't automatically have any particular suspicion about having bowel cancer, and they're contacted by mail. That's how the screening program works. But there is a time-honoured pathway for diagnosis of cancer, is to have a symptom or a suspicion, for example, based on family history, and then going to see your family doctor or primary healthcare service and having a talk with them, and that can set the right test and train.
And finally, just before we finish off, what are some things that people can do to prevent their risk of bowel cancer?
So probably a plant-based diet would be pretty high on the list. There seems to be this association with meat, barbecued meat, processed meat, and I have to say it's quite a struggle to get this message accepted by the food industry. We've got a natural interest in selling these products, but there's all sorts of reasons why a plant-based diet is a very good idea, not only related to cancer, but just related to the health of the planet in general.
Right. Well, thank you very much, George Laking. Have a good one.
Thanks, Manuel. Thanks so much, everyone.
That was Associate Professor of Oncology George Laking talking about the government's changes to bowel cancer screening.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.